creatures, appetites for the flesh of something more substantial than the lesser animals the king had decreed would form their sustenance. Soon, the people would become like the mad ones, struggling for survival by devouring one another. She sensed that several threats were converging, threats that would soon turn into feeding frenzies, and she knew that to be caught up in one of those would be her doom or the child's, or both. She chanced a brief look back, and as she had suspected, claws were being wielded and fangs were dripping blood. A feeding frenzy would soon sweep through this area of the city, and even with her child's life in the balance, she could easily be caught up in it. Neither of them had fed in a very long time. A few guardians not detailed to delay the onslaught were quickly intervening, their flaming swords rising and falling, dispatching not only those involved in the nascent frenzy, but also those unfortunate enough to be slow in departing. She turned and fled. Once, like so many who lived in the city, she had marveled at the splendor of the king and his guardians. They were magnificent in their armor, their terrible beauty a source of fear and breeding lust. It was forbidden for a guardian to breed, but that didn't still a young female's desire when they flew by, their massive red wings unfurled, eyes blazing as they sought out any source of discord that might break the king's peace. Now,